Welcome to the webinar, Does My Online Shop Comply with Regulations? In this webinar, we will update you on the different rules that apply when you do business through an online shop. Seated here at the table are entrepreneur Emma Hutchinson from ginfling.nl.
Hi.
And entrepreneur Sebastian Polizello from thecapsulestudio.net.
Hi.
And seated next to me is Johan Lafra, business advisor at KVK, Netherlands Chamber of Commerce.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
And I'm Laureen. So, Johan, which rules and regulations apply for online businesses?
Well, there are a lot of rules and regulations that apply. I think two important ones to kick off with those are that your website needs to be easy accessible for mm-hmm. clients. So that's really important. And also to show contact information. Show ownership of the business, who's the person behind the business, and make sure that you write down the Chamber of Commerce number, for instance, the VAT number, registered business address, so that people know where you actually are located. And make sure if you use a contact form that that's not the only one you use, but also mention an email address or a phone number just to be in the clear on who people are doing business with.
So two forms of contact. What other things are important to clearly state on your website?
Look at product, for instance. If people buy a product, make sure you tell them what they're getting. So mention specs, maybe fabrics, the gin, what's in it. Make sure that it's all mentioned on the site. Make sure there are no hidden costs or additional costs. It happens sometimes that the amount changes when people have something in their shopping cart. Or once they finalized the order, that's really a no-go area. Make sure you say something on delivery. And of course, that's never going to be 100% guarantee, but just be reasonable and realistic when it comes to a shipping period. And part of that, of course, is also showing the amount of stock that you still have. So that's important as well. I think those are really important to look at. And so we said delivery, we said product, and
price?
Something to add? Pricing, we mentioned that as well. Yeah. So I think those are important, yeah.
So Emma, what are the delivery terms of Ginflings?
Okay, so the promise we make is if you order before 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, we will make sure it's with the carrier that day. In most cases, the two carriers that we use will deliver the next day, but we can't guarantee it, and we will never say to a customer, we can guarantee it. We do everything we can, and then it's over to them. There are times of the year, though, where it's busy, so seasonal holidays, and sometimes it might take two more days.
Is there like a specific gin holiday?
I wish. Every day's a gin holiday.
Good. So in terms of alcohol, there must be different rules and regulations maybe.
Yes. Yeah, so from the 1st of July 2021, there are new rules where we have to prove age verification. So that's something we do before we take the order in terms of a question to the customer. Mm-hmm. And also every delivery that goes out, it must be age checked to the person that made the order when they receive it. This is totally understandable and we totally support it. Customers are finding a challenge now because they're used to having their delivery go to their neighbour when they were not home. And mm-hmm. unfortunately now this can't be done. Yeah. So they would have to arrange another delivery or pick it up from the local parcel shop.
Yeah, so no 16-year-old opening the door, answering the door for you?
Absolutely not.
No. Johan, we also talk about a cooling off period that's always necessary. So a period of a few days, weeks to change your mind. That's what we talk about when we're talking about cooling off period. So could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, it's in the way you just mentioned. If you buy something from an online shop, there automatically is a cooling off period from the moment you receive goods, which is normally up to 14 days. So within that 14-day time frame, you'll have the possibility to send the product back to the online shop.
And what would be the other general rules for refunding it in that case if you send it back?
Yeah, if you're going to send it back, you'll probably be reimbursed for the money you spend. So you're going to get your money back, and that's also going to be within a 2-week time frame.
Okay. And I was always wondering, because sometimes you get your money back and sometimes they say, no, you need to spend the money within the shop again. So the shop itself can think of ways to refund.
It has to do with your general terms and conditions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it would be good for the customers as well to really have some insight in that. That's why you told us all about the visibility, of course.
That's
save us some hassle.
That's true.
So Sebastian, have you ever experienced maybe complaints or something within that cooling off period?
I think that's quite natural when selling clothes online. Sometimes the fit is not good, sometimes the size is wrong, or you know, maybe some people think the color looks different in real life than it looked on the picture. And then of course, as long as the customer tells us within 2 weeks that they want to return, we of course allow that and we refund. If there's any issues, small issues with the order, we can also allow the customer to fix them themselves, and we can pay for the tailor to fix some small things. And of course, we always want to make it right and have a happy customer in the end. So we always offer an exchange, but if not, we of course take the refunds as well.
And so personal contact would be very important in that case. So you have that on your website, clear and about everywhere.
Yes, of course. So our return conditions are on a separate page, separate from our general terms and conditions, which are very long. So we keep a separate page just with the return information, because it's really important to customers. But for us as well, because every opportunity to speak with a customer is an opportunity to change their mind, to offer them something else, to maybe say, you know, would you like to try some other product instead? And these are all opportunities to engage, to talk with the customers, and to give them a great experience with the brand.
Exactly. And also for reviews, because that's a thing nowadays as well. You need to keep in mind your reviews and how you handle those. Emma, how do you handle your reviews? Do you invest in them, or do you spend some extra time?
So we use a platform within the Netherlands, which is trusted by a lot of Dutch consumers. So we signed up with Webwinkelcur, and that allows us to gain the reviews on our website and our products as well. But actually, someone can leave a product review at any time on our website. We print everything, whether it's good or bad. And the great thing is... You get to learn from them. So maybe, as Sebastian said, if the product isn't represented in the way exactly as it should be expected, then, you know, for us it might be the box design changed and we didn't update the picture. Yeah. So understanding that from reviews means you can immediately just change, you know, what you're showing and make sure everything is correct.
Because I can't imagine you cannot taste the gin first and then say, no, I don't like it, and send the bottle back.
Yeah, so we will obviously accept any returns of an unopened bottle. Yeah. Normally what we find is the customer themselves actually ordered something that they didn't mean to order. Oh, yeah. So we'll have a conversation about it. And sometimes we have to deal with a return because we made a mistake and maybe we sent the wrong product. Yeah. It happens, we're human.
Yeah, exactly. So you said you put in or on your website all the reviews. Are you on other rules and regulations for the reviews as well?
Yeah, you need to be honest. You need to be honest up front when it comes to review policy. Make sure you tell your customers what to expect when they leave a review. One already mentioned is if you have good reviews and bad reviews, you should really work on them equally. Not just go with the good ones and leave the bad ones aside. I think that's important. And what you hear more and more is the actual fake review. Stay away from those. I think that would be my biggest tip. Don't put your own fake reviews online telling everyone that you're the best. Make sure that it's genuine. I think that's important. And one a small addition, you can do the reviews yourself or use a platform for it. Mm-hmm. But you can also outsource your reviewing system. If you outsource, which is totally fine, just be on top of it to make sure that you monitor what happens there at the external party. That's important.
So in that case, you mean if the reviews are coming in, if they are the same way transferred to your website, or are they on your website, those kind of things?
Yeah, okay. Those kind of things, yeah.
Okay. Sebastian, you mentioned you have general rules and regulations on your website. Amma, do you have them as well?
Yes, we do. Everything that we have is easy to find in our footer. And there's also different contact parts at different points as well. So if you're in customer service, there's a customer service, there's a general info, and then we have delivery separate, the same as Sebastian.
Yeah, so that's all because of the rules and regulations for online shops as well, that has to be visible in there, as you mentioned in the beginning, Johan. Who checks this?
There's one entity that's going to be on top of your webshop. That's the Authority for Consumers and Markets.
Okay.
That's the entity where you can find all those rules and regulations that you need to uphold. So check them as well. And yeah, if they come to check and something's not in order, they're also allowed to fine. Check the rules, obey the rules, and make sure that you avoid any fines of any sort.
So you also have these check marks, I was going to say, quality marks online as well. How do you apply for those? How do you apply for those? How does that work? Maybe from the entrepreneurs, do you have a qualify mark?
So on our own webshop, we don't have one, but for example, a lot of the materials we use might have, for example, the cotton is GOTS certified. There are different qualifications for factories, for materials. So we have those for certain parts of our production, and we use that in our marketing as well. If we use some really good materials, we will let our customers know that, of course.
Exactly. So there's the quality check in there.
Correct.
Yeah. And Emma?
Yeah, the same. We don't have anything specific on our website, but we feel that by using the review system that we do that is trusted by consumers in the Netherlands, that they'll see the reviews on there, understand that it is a formal business, and therefore trust that we are doing things correctly.
Sounds good. So, Johan, some final words of advice about the rules and regulations.
Yeah, make sure you read up on them. I think that's important. Again, a lot of information can be found at the Authority of Consumers and Markets. There's also a lot of information on business.gov.nl, which is a very good starting point. But I'd really say, keep on reading and stay alert when it comes to rules and regulations. You really don't want to mess that up.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Johan, Emma and Sebastian, for your thoughts on this topic. And be clear about the product, just to summarize, the features and the total price, as well as delivery and return policies and reviews. So much to think about. But the most important rules that have been set for online shops are aimed at providing thorough information, but also at accessibility and preventing deception. So find this and more on the website.